Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today we should see mostly sunny skies with a high near 52 degrees. Southeast wind 10 to 14 miles per hour with gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly overnight. Increasing clouds with a low around 44, new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m., then a slight chance of showers into the afternoon, cloudy with a high near 63. And in the news for today, with the long-awaited 2022 midterm elections, today is voting day. Polls are open across Wisconsin until 8 p.m., to find the location of your polling place, you can go to the vote.wi.gov website for a complete listing. The Nearly Noon News will begin reporting election results on Wednesday. Full results are likely to take time, especially with so many people expected to vote absentee. Under Wisconsin law, clerks can't start processing and counting absentee ballots until polls open at 7 a.m. on election day. If volumes are large, the process can be lengthy, said Marie Moe, the president of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association, that according to a report from WPR Online. People are expecting results as soon as the polls close, and that just doesn't happen because the poll workers are busy doing their work, finishing up the election, said Moe, who is also the Portage City Clerk. In 38 municipalities across Wisconsin, absentee ballots are processed and counted at a central location instead of each polling place. That can lead to a large batch of votes coming in later in the evening or early the next morning. In 2020, former President Donald Trump used the late-night surge in results to falsely claim the election had been stolen from him. And in other non-election news, Wisconsin allocated a bigger chunk of federal money from the American Rescue Plan to economic development than any other state, according to a study by the Center on Budget and Policy. The study found that nearly 56% of Wisconsin's ARPA funds were spent to promote the economy, which equates to about $1.1 billion. The next closest state allocated 38% for economic development. The Center on Budget and Policy examined how states spent ARPA dollars through August 31, 2022. According to that report, common uses for ARPA dollars by states nationally included replacing lost revenue and spending on human services and unemployment insurance. Of the $1.1 billion Wisconsin allocated toward the economy, $36.3 million was spent on general economic development, $130 million for workforce development, and $641.7 million for assistance to businesses, the study said. Wisconsin also spent $100 million on broadband expansion, $112.9 million on health, $56 million on human services, $45 million on public safety, and $550 million on state operations, according to the study. Again, this report comes in part with permission from WPR News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.